Children, now let's listen to the story, A Man of His Word. Long, long ago in Sindh, there lived two friends called Chaman and Suman. One day, some soldiers reported to the king that Chaman had spoken against him. The king became furious. "Arrest Chaman at once and put him in prison," said the king. Chaman knew what he had spoken, so he refused to take back his words. And the king ordered that Chaman must die. Suman went to see his friend in prison. "May I help you in this matter?" he asked. "I wish I could die for you." "I am prepared to die," replied Chaman. "But before I die, I would like to see my mother." Suman went to the king and begged him to allow Chaman to go home and see his mother. "I will die in his place if he doesn't return." The king agreed. Chaman went home while Suman took his place in prison. The day of Chaman to die arrived. The king sent for Suman. "Where is your friend? You trusted him too far. Now you must die for your foolish mistake," the king said. But Suman trusted his friend and said, "I know Chaman could not come in time because of some serious problem. I am ready to die in his place." Then the soldiers prepared to hang Suman. Just then, Chaman rushed into the palace and embraced Suman. "Thank God, I have arrived in time," he sighed. "Many problems delayed my return. I'm sorry, but here I am. Thank you for your trust and patience." The king was watching all this. He was moved to see how Chaman kept his word. "I have many people in my kingdom, but I have never found a man so trustworthy as you. I'm glad that I have at least one person who keeps his word. I spare your life. You're free to go home now."
Children, now answer the following questions. What is the story about?
Why was Chaman sentenced to death?
What did Suman beg the king for?
How did Chaman keep his word?
Why did the king spare Chaman's life?
Which character do you like the most in the story? Why?
Listening input. Now let's listen to the story. Tickets, please. The story told here happened more than 93 years ago. India was not a free country at that time. The British were ruling the country and the Indian people were fighting for the freedom. Great men like Mahatma Gandhi and Jawaharlal Nehru led the people in their struggle against the British. In 1923, the Congress was holding its meeting at Kakinada in Madras Presidency, now in Andhra Pradesh. A Khadi exhibition was also held there. A little girl was standing at the gate of the exhibition. She was about 14 years old. She was told not to let anyone in the exhibition hall without a ticket. Jawaharlal Nehru came to the exhibition grounds and wanted to go in. He had neither a ticket nor the money to buy one. The girl at the gate stopped him. "You cannot go in unless you have a ticket, sir," she told the great man. The people who had put up the exhibition came running to the gate. "Do you know who you are stopping?" asked one of them. "Yes, I do," said the girl. "It is Jawaharlal Nehru. But I am only following the rules." Then they bought a ticket for Nehru and he went into the exhibition hall. "The country needs girls like her who can do their duty with courage," said Nehru. The little girl's name was Durgabai. When she grew up, she worked hard and helped many people.
She did many things for the women of India. Durgabai Deshmukh died on 9th May 1981 in Hyderabad.